Although outside temperatures are warming, the Utah Department of Transportation is already preparing for what next winter may bring by adopting avalanche technology from Swiss engineers. Bill Nolly is the UDOT's Avalanche Safety Program Manager. He says that rapid changes in snowfall or wind can alter snow surfaces and increase the chances of an avalanche. Mitigating this risk helps keep Utah canyons safe.
The snowpack on the ground is very important to the formula of whether an avalanche is going to happen, but mostly it's any rapid change in the weather creates avalanches.
In the past, artillery has been used to trigger avalanches. However, many agencies are now switching over to remote-controlled systems.
What our direction is lately is we're trying to decrease our dependency on artillery and move to these devices that make explosions without the use of shrapnel, without the use of artillery.
The first remote avalanche control systems installed in the U.S. came from a Swiss company known as Wiessen and was put into Little Cottonwood Canyon last year. Roz Reynolds is the USA project manager for Wiessen Avalanche Control.
So when you shoot artillery, it's landing in the snow, which prohibits the shockwave from traveling as far. And our system uses an explosive that is held on a rope above the snow, and the shockwave can travel a lot farther and more effectively control the area.
This past winter was one of the lowest snowfall years on recent record for Utah, but avalanche safety officials warn that dangers will continue to be a part of the winter seasons. UDOT is currently installing 8 more remote systems in the canyons along the Wasatch Front. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.